Lesson 41. Sam, Lesson 41 looks very interesting. What are we learning here?
Well, in Lesson 41, we introduce the NG consonant blend, and that sounds like ng, which is found at the end of such words as sing, rang, and long. And of course, as you know, a blend is bringing two consonant sounds closely together so that they seem to blend into one sound, but actually they're still two sounds. Ng may sound like one sound, but it's actually two sounds. It's the N and the G being brought so close together that they blend.
All right, so this is actually our first blend that we're really learning.
Yes.
All right, let's read the words in the columns, and then we'll read the sentences at the bottom of the page. Starting with the A-N-G, let's read the short A, ang, bang, gang, hang, pang, rang, sang. And the I, the short I, ing, bing, ding, king, ping, ring, sing, wing, zing. And the ah of the short O, it's ong, bong, gong, long, song. And the of the short U, and these are all in spelling families, ung, hung, lung, rung, sung. Let's practice the different vowels together using the ung. Ding, dong, ping, pong, sing, song, wing, ding, hong, kong. These are sort of fun. Now let's read the sentences at the bottom of the page. Deb sang a song. Ron rang the bell. The song was sung. The king can sing. The gang sang. Tim is in Hong Kong. The more you practice, the better reader you'll become. Sam, I know this is in the middle of Lesson 41, but explain to us what we're doing here, if you would, please.
Well, as you will see, Helen, we introduced the word Washington because I thought at this point the learner would be able to decode that three-syllable word, which includes the NG consonant blend, Wash-ing-ton. Now, of course, if you take many of our words, particularly the short vowel words, and double the consonant when you add the ing, you get words such as dabbing from dab, dab, dabbing, gab, gabbing, etc. This is to demonstrate to the learner how we form two-syllable words and how we spell them in English.
Learning to spell becomes very easy when we understand about blends and putting syllables together.
Right. Our spelling forms give us clues to pronunciation. And that's why it's very important to know how to spell, so that you can pronounce the word correctly.
So we should really make a point of not only reading these words, but writing them down as well, and that will help us become a more fluent speller.
Yes, it's very important to write these words because it's in the writing that you gain the knowledge. Your hand gains the knowledge, and that knowledge is conveyed to the brain. And the more you write, the better you learn to spell.
All right, let's read the words across the columns. Dab, dabbing. Gab, gabbing. Rob, robbing. Rub, rubbing. Pack, packing. Pick, picking. Lock, locking. Rock, rocking. Bid, bidding. Kid, kidding. Dig, digging. rig, rigging, call, calling, fall, falling, sell, selling, yell, yelling, chill, chilling, will, willing, bang, banging, hang, hanging. Continuing, let's read ring, ringing, sing, singing, run, running, sun, sunning, nap, napping, tap, tapping, chip, chipping, chop, chopping, ship, shipping, shop, shopping, fish, fishing, wish, wishing, wash, washing, rush, rushing, pass, passing, toss, tossing, fit, fitting, quit, quitting, fix, fixing, mix, mixing. Again, stop your tape, practice reading these by yourself, and it's very important, as Sam said, to practice writing these words as well. Practice the word in its short form, and then practice it using the ing.